With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting three officers on a U.S. Marshals task force trying to serve a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed, and five other officers were wounded in a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina today. Witness Risa Rain says she was at home when she heard bursts of gunfire.
I heard the shots and I said, okay, there's three shots. The second set of shots, I'm like, maybe somebody got a new gun. They're practicing. The third set of shots, I'm like, nah, something's going on.
President Biden is mourning the loss of the law enforcement officers.
After getting briefed on the mass shooting, the president spoke to North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to express his condolences and support for the community. The White House also said that senior White House officials are in contact with federal, state, and local officials.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says any talk in Israel of ending the war against Hamas before there's a decisive victory will not play well with the Israeli Defense Forces.
The army acts as almost kind of another branch of government, a fourth branch of government. And if Israel wanted to withdraw from Gaza in any way, like unconditionally, certainly, the army would have something to say about it. You've got to see soldiers take to the streets.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network the IDF was politicized during recent protests over judicial reforms and now acts as essentially a fourth branch of government. Republican legislators in Kansas have failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a proposed ban on transgender treatments for minors. The state house voted 82-43 to reverse Governor Laura Kelly's veto, but that was two votes shy of the necessary two-thirds majority. Two Republicans who'd backed the bill earlier voted against overriding the veto. On Wall Street, the Dow by 146 points, this is SRN News. The CDC issues a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's largest abortion business is spending big money in battleground states this election year. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups have announced a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go towards things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The funding comes as abortion advocates seek to end a Republican supermajority in the General Assembly. This is SRN News. The first trial begins in a case that accuses dozens of people in Minnesota in a massive scheme to steal from a food program for children during the pandemic. We hear more on this story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
Prosecutors say food aid came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and was administered by Minnesota's Department of Education. Nonprofits and other partners were supposed to serve meals to children. Two of the groups, Feeding Our Future and Partners in Nutrition, disbursed around $200 million each in 2021. Prosecutors allege the groups produced invoices for meals that were never served, ran shell companies, laundered money, indulged in passport fraud, and accepted kickbacks. The defendants say they are not guilty. The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. I'm Donna Water.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.